So you'll look competent? The guy shook his head. So you'll stay whole. I took another sip of coffee, and the guy said, I'm appealing to you man to man, soldier to soldier. This is not about us. We go back empty? Sure, we'll get fired. But Monday morning we'll be working again for someone else. But if we're out of the picture, you're exposed. Our principal brought a whole crew. Right now they're on a leash because they don't fit in here. But if we're gone, they're off the leash. No alternative. And you really don't want them talking to you. I don't want anyone talking to me. Not them, not you. I don't like talking. This is not a joke. You got that right. A woman died. Suicide is not a crime. But whatever drove her to it might be. The woman worked at the Pentagon. That's national security right there. You need to get out in front of this. You should talk to the NYPD. The guy shook his head. I'd go to jail before I crossed these people. You hear what I'm saying? I hear you. You've gotten comfortable with your autograph hunters. We're the kid gloves here. You should take advantage. You're no kind of gloves at all. What were you in the service? MPs, I said. Then you're a dead man. You never saw anything like this. Who is he? The guy just shook his head. How many? The guy shook his head again. Give me something. You're not listening. If I won't talk to the NYPD, why the hell would I talk to you? I shrugged and drained my cup and pushed off the railing. Took 3 steps and tossed the cup into a trash basket. Call your principal and tell him he was right and you were wrong. Tell him the woman's information was all on a memory stick, which is right now in my pocket. Then resign by phone and go home and stay the hell out of my way. I crossed the street between 2 moving cars and headed for 8th. The leader called after me, loud. He said my name. I turned and saw him holding his cell phone at arm's length. It was pointing at me, and he was staring at its screen. Then he lowered it, and all 3 guys moved away, and a white truck passed between us, and they were out of sight before I realized I had been photographed. Chapter 16. Radio Shacks are about 1/10 as common as Starbucks, but they're never more than a few blocks away, and they open early. I stopped in at the next one I saw, and a guy from the Indian subcontinent stepped forward to help me. He seemed keen. Maybe I was the first customer of the day. I asked him about cell phones with cameras. He said practically all of them had cameras. Some of them even had video. I told him I wanted to see how good the still pictures came out. He picked up a random phone, and I stood in the back of the store, and he snapped me from the register. The resulting image was small and lacked definition. My features were indistinct, but my overall size and shape and posture were captured fairly well. Well enough to be a problem, anyway. Truth is, my face is plain and ordinary. Very forgettable. My guess is most people recognize me by my silhouette, which is not ordinary. I told the guy I didn't want the phone. He tried to sell me a digital camera instead. It was full of megapixels. It would take a better picture, I said. I didn't want a camera either. But I bought a memory stick from him, a USB device for computer data. Smallest capacity he had. Lowest price. It was for window dressing only, and I didn't want to spend a fortune. It was a tiny thing, in a big package made of tough plastic. I had the guy open it up with scissors. You can ruin your teeth on stuff like that. The stick came with a choice of 2 soft neoprene sleeves. blue or pink. I used the pink. Susan Mark hadn't looked particularly like a pink type of woman, but people see what they want to see. A pink sleeve equals a woman's property. I put the stick in my pocket next to my toothbrush and thanked the guy for his help and left him to ditch the trash. I walked 2.5 blocks east on 28th Street. Plenty of people were behind me all the way, but I didn't know any of them, and none of them seemed to know me. I went down into the subway at Broadway and swiped my card. Then I missed the next 9 downtown trains. I just sat in the heat on a wooden bench and let them all go, partly to take a break, partly to kill time until the rest of the city's businesses opened up, and partly to check I hadn't been followed. 9 sets of passengers came and went, and 9 times I was all alone on the platform for a second or two. No one showed the slightest interest in me. When I was done with watching for people, I started watching for rats instead. I like rats. There are a lot of myths about them. Sightings are rarer than people think. Rats are shy. Visible rats are usually young or sick or starving. They don't bite sleeping babies' faces for the fun of it. They're tempted by traces of food. That's all. Wash your kid's mouth before you put it to bed and it'll be okay. And there are no giant rats as big as cats. All rats are the same size. I saw no rats at all, and eventually I got restless. I stood up and turned my back on the track and looked at the posters on the wall. One of them was a map of the whole subway system. 2 were advertisements for Broadway musicals. 1 was an official notice prohibiting something called subway surfing. There was a black and white illustration of a guy clamped like a starfish on the outside of a subway car's door. Apparently the older stock on the New York system had tow boards under the doors, designed to bridge part of the gap between the car and the platform, and small rain gutters above the doors, designed to stop dripping water getting in. I knew the new R-142As had neither feature. My crazy co-writer had told me so. But with the older cars, it was possible to wait on the platform until the doors closed, and then jam your toes on the tow board and hook your fingertips in the rain gutter and hug the car and get carried through the tunnels on the outside. Subway surfing. A lot of fun for some, maybe, but now illegal. I turned back to the track and got on the 10th train to pull in. It was an R train. It had tow boards and rain gutters. But I rode inside. 2 stops to the big station at Union Square.